More than 600,000 deer hunters registered to hunt this fall. So what is it about deer hunting that attracts so many in a way that can only be described as religious fervor? Ted Sellers is the sporting goods manager at Northwest Outlet in Superior.
It roots back to the times when, you know, there wasn't a supermarket on every corner teeming with every kind of food you could want. It goes back to a substance thing, but it's evolved into a traditional thing where people get together. You know, it's right around Thanksgiving, so it brings families together. It's not just the act of going out and killing a deer. It's getting together and as a group and having a good time.
The Douglas County Fish and Game League has a shooting range just south of Superior. This time of year, it's abuzz with hunters. Bill Lippitt and his son Brent came to check the accuracy of their hunting rifles.
Well, I've been hunting down in Solon Springs for 37 years. It seemed like that my dad and I, that's the only time we ever got together. It was just, you know, my dad even went hunting. I don't think he even cared to shoot a deer. His last number of years, it was just going out, eating, and spending time together.
Lippitt now shares the same type of relationship with his son and says bonding together is the best part of the hunt. Bill Drawlmeyer is a hunter's education instructor. He raised his daughter in the hunting tradition.
We're seeing quite an influx of a lot of female hunters, 20 years and older, coming through now. They're hunting with their boyfriends, hunting with their husbands. And the ladies are getting more and more involved with it as a family affair. I enjoy hunting. I enjoy the woods. I enjoy the time I can spend in the woods. It's not a matter of the kill. It's not a matter of taking the animal. It's a matter of enjoying the woods. It's get together, good, have good food, and good stories after.
Drawlmeyer's sentiment is shared by many hunters. Travis Erickson says his family has been hunting the Brule River area for 60 years.
Our deer season falls over that Thanksgiving week. So, you know, there's a lot of, I know, businesses, and there's a lot of guys that shut down noon on Friday, and they don't open up till a week from Monday. The whole week's kind of a holiday for them. I'm actually driving up there, up to our deer shack right now. I can't wait. All the guys are up there, sit around and tell stories, and yeah, I just love the whole atmosphere of it.
Erickson says the tradition, coupled with the camaraderie of his fellow hunters, is the reason he goes back year after year. DNR spokesman Jim Bishop agrees. He's been hunting with the same gang since he was 10 years old.
My grandfathers and my uncles and great uncles all built us a shack. Now we're older guys. I mean, I'll hunt with my son this year, and you know, the tradition kind of maintains itself. Just one big social gathering. Occasionally we get out and do some hunting, but a lot of it's playing cards, and it's just a lot of fun.
This month marks the 156th gun deer season in Wisconsin. That's a century and a half of finding a good reason to go hunting. In Superior, Ben Ranello, Wisconsin Public Radio.